Most of the ideas that came out of last night's meeting were pretty ambitious. For instance, Silvia Orozco, the founder of Mexicarte Museum, proposed the creation of a Hispanic district anchored on 5th Street downtown, just like the shopping district anchored on 2nd Street. Other ideas focused less on geography and more on the social improvement of Hispanic quality of life. For instance, Vanessa Saria with the Community Action Network said her group has an organization in place that could grow to benefit the Hispanic community as a whole.
Because we have 26 partners that include healthcare organizations, education organizations, economic development organizations, and so on. And I think that the city is going to need to leverage a lot of collaborative opportunities there to get this work done.
There was a lot of agreement among the people presenting ideas. People took notes and nodded as the night went on. Al Saria also spoke. He is Vanessa Saria's husband. He is also, as he described himself, the highest-ranking Latino in IT with Austin Energy. He said the final report that will be presented to the Austin City Council in June should include an emphasis on education, from early childhood to college access, because it's in everyone's best interest.
The issues we have today around the stresses on Social Security and Medicare, well, if Hispanics are more and more having the children and Anglos are not, then we need a very well-educated young workforce to be able to contribute into those systems, having higher-paying jobs.
It's true. The Hispanic community is a young one. But judging by last night's meeting, it would have been hard to tell. Most participants at the forum were older. So, Kurt Cadena Mitchell, who is only 24, stood out. Cadena Mitchell is with Austin Interfaith. He said instead of waiting for the city to implement a gigantic report, Austinites need to be proactive.
Although we can say our public officials haven't paid attention, it's always easy to play the blame game. But what we as citizens need to do is to really look at what are we willing to do.
One thing Austinites were willing to do last November was to change the way the city is governed. Some at the forum hoped the city's new government, based on geographic representation, could spark meaningful changes for groups like the Hispanic community that have long felt neglected. Joy Diaz, KUT News.